Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Ian and Tyler.
I'm Tyler.
And we are your podcast personal trainers for today, Wednesday, 11-11-09.
It is Veterans Day, or no, it is the 11-11.
11-11.
I believe it's the military, the Marines were, it's the birthday of Marines today, or the birthday of, yeah, I think it's Marines. So, yeah.
Let me Google that for you, Tyler.
No, I'm 98% sure that it's the Marines' birthdays today, of the Marine Corps. Checking the facts.
No, you keep talking. I'll look and blah, blah, blah.
Let's see. Quick topics to talk about. First and foremost, my father came back from Africa just recently.
How was that?
He had a fine time. And I am drinking some African black tea.
How is it?
It tastes like Christmas.
Tastes like Christmas?
I know. It's like it is cinnamon riched and tastes delicious.
Fantastic.
And then let's see what else is there that's fun. Oh, people on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
I like Facebook. Don't get me wrong.
It's a great social network.
Yes. But since I have some friends that I like met at college parties and stuff like that, or that are still in that mind phase, I do not need, like, I'm kind of getting tired of the drunken party pictures.
I agree.
Where it's a list, like, not a list, but, like, this one person just put up a bunch of pictures, and it's, like, boobs galore. Just, like, not even faces, it's just, like, boobs, like, cleavage.
Just like that one song, shots,
yeah. Shots. Yeah, and it was just, boobs, like, boobs. And I was, like, wow, because it was a bunch of people I know in these pictures, so I went to, like, just view the album.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like, okay, picture, they're drunk and all of them. And
right.
Fine, cool, I understand, at parties you take pictures. And then it's like, there's 8 pictures of different cleavage. Huh, that's interesting that they decided that that would be appropriate to throw up there.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting that people don't realize that, they don't, like, actively think that people, like, anyone can see that pretty much. Like,
oh yeah.
It's a public forum. To put things on.
The funny thing is that when I'll, I can look at other people's pictures that I don't even know.
Uh-huh.
As long as I know one person that's tagged in that album.
Yeah.
I can now search through all of them. So my favorite is when people just have one album.
Uh-huh.
That they put all their pictures in.
Oh, yeah. Then you can see everything.
And then you can see everything.
Right. And, I mean, my mom's on Facebook. Your mom's on Facebook. My grandma's on Facebook.
Like, my grandma's on Facebook.
Barbara, love her.
Barbara Knox, the infamous, the one and only.
And you know, I don't put things on there that I don't want them to see. Like, if there are pictures that I would not like them to see, they don't go up. Sorry, Mom.
Yeah.
Like, unfortunately, those things just won't appear there. And if they do appear, detag instantly, like, gone. Like, I don't want people to see that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just, I literally just got off the computer before we started to come over here to start talking to you fine people, and I was just like, wow, this is quite intense, people.
Right, yeah. I've definitely, and a lot of employers look at your Facebook and MySpace now, like, they consider it as part of, like, a resume almost, like, because it's a character thing.
Oh yeah, so. You can tell a lot about a person in their Facebook.
Yeah.
I do find it interesting. I don't know how mine is.
Uh-huh.
If it is private or profile, like,
I made public. Mine's public anyway.
I don't care. Yeah. Like, there's nothing on mine that's
damn name.
Weird. And also, I don't get a lot of, well, I do now more, now that we're in this form, but, you know, beforehand, getting random people I don't know.
Right.
If I was an attractive girl, I would probably make it private just so that...
Not an attractive girl, Tyler?
No, I'm not. I'm an attractive guy. So, girls don't avidly seek me out on the Facebook as much as one might think.
Interesting.
So.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, Speaking of social networking sites, we've opened up our True Fitness Academy Ning page. So that's up and running for all of our newsletter subscribers. We'll be sending out another invite to everyone who's just joined, probably by the end of this week. So expect that on Friday, so you can join in. You know what I'm also thinking of, Tyler? We'll have to talk about this, but extending our holiday playbook to anyone who joins by the end of the week. How do you feel about that?
It's a matter of you clicking on things, so I don't care. Go for it.
All right, so anyone who joins in by Friday.
Just decided now.
Yep. They're going to receive the True Fitness Academy playbook, which is, we've received only good things about it. Like,
yeah, I've yet to... And my favorite is that I've yet to receive, like, it's all been good, and there's been no, hey, you misspelled this.
Right, which does happen. There are multiple errors.
A lot of times with me.
Yeah, there are definitely errors I've seen in there.
Okay.
A couple of U's instead of yours.
Okay.
But whatever.
You know the gist.
Exactly.
Learn to read.
Learn to interpret, right? That'd be the word we're looking for, correct?
I can't wait.
Oh, fantastic. So today, I was at my mother's Pilates studio.
Yeah.
She's out of town on Thursday and Friday. Okay. So what I'm doing is I'm taking over her clients for those 2 days, which should be fun. It'll be nice to work with people I'm not familiar with again. And so I was going, like, she sent me their profiles and all the injuries and capabilities of all of them. So I went and created some pretty rough workouts for them because they're expecting me to be, like, hardcore. So... It should be fun. I'm excited about it.
Sounds good.
Yeah. That'll be a good time. And then, again, I don't know if I've told the True Fitness Academy audience, but I've been offered 3 personal training jobs up in the Bay in the last, like, week. So this is picking up.
Sounds good.
You know, for the recession smush-essing.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't believe it either. The Great Recession. That's bullcrap.
I mean, I'm looking for jobs as well, and I'm on Craigslist, and there's hundreds of them.
Yeah. I think so, people are just...
I did find it interesting, because... Uh-huh. Sadly, I was like, worst case scenario, I can always just go get, what's it called, a waiter job, kind of.
Right.
So I was looking through the food, hospitality service area. I click on this one that's like, waiters needed, because everything else is like managers. And I click on this waiter one, and it's like, we will not accept any applicants that don't have 2 years of waitering
experience.
And I was like, it's a waitering. And I think it was, I'm not even kidding you, I think it was like a Coco's. Like, I think it was it was one of those things that I looked at it and I was like, did I misread this?
Yeah.
Are they really looking for 2 years of experience?
Like, I expect that at a medium nice place, like the Left Bank or Ruth Chris.
Yeah, like,
you know,
some hoity-toity, you know, 50 plus a plate, I would get that. Mm-hmm. Cool, understand.
Right. Want some people who know how
what
to serve
doing.
People. Right. But...
Coco's?
Really?
Like, that's no, like, it was the Buttercup something.
Oh, yeah. That, I mean, it's decent. It's definitely like...
It was enough that I was like, really?
Average place.
It made me laugh.
That's entertaining. Speaking of food.
Food.
Today we are talking about seasonal fruits and vegetables.
Which we all know that is my top priority when I shop.
Absolutely. So, in the past 50 years... I was looking up November 11th, that's what.
Is it just Veterans Day?
I think so. I don't really know. I'm not a big holiday person. So in the last 50 years, we have pretty much taken away all seasons as far as food goes, right? You can get a peach grown in Africa today, right? You can get food from around the world. So there you'll always have access to anything that you want to eat, pretty much.
Touché.
But with that... It kind of takes away the cool... I think it's kind of nice to change your palate as the seasons change, too. Like, each season brings kind of a different flavor to it, and accept that, and don't just stick to one kind of list of food to eat from.
You know, mix it up.
Exactly. So, Tyler and I found this fantastic... both independently, actually, found this fantastic website. It's called Fruits and Veggies More Matters. .org, which is kind of a terrible name for a website.
Way long. We're one to talk about.
Right. But ours at least makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, True Fitness Academy. Easy. This is, like, I could get this mixed up. I could put Fruits and Veggies More Matters. I mean, that's just,
it's a lot.
It's
a lot going on.
Exactly. So we are technically in the fall end of it. And there are some staples here. Apples, broccoli, squash, cauliflower.
Have I shared my cauliflower story?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Go ahead and tell it.
So, my mother, who is a lovely, lovely woman,
mm-hmm.
decided one day, well, she's always been kind of my extreme diet person.
Okay.
So, she got, I don't know what diet it was, Atkins, South Beach, you name it, one of those kind of things.
Uh-huh.
And she's on it.
I think it's Atkins. Thing. Your mom was on Atkins.
Yeah, she was on Atkins for a while.
Yeah.
So she decided to make us dinner one night. Awesome. It was like steak, potatoes, I want to say some, you know, garlic bread of some kind. You know, like it was tasty.
Really good.
So I spooned myself some of the mashed potatoes. First bite of it tastes a little weird.
Uh-huh.
What's wrong with the mashed potatoes? She had steamed cauliflower and mashed it up. I was pissed.
I love cauliflower mash.
I'm fine with it.
Delicious.
Just don't hide it as mashed potatoes. Because, well, she didn't quote-unquote hide it. She didn't go like, hey, we have mashed potatoes.
Right.
But when you mash cauliflowers and it looks like mashed potatoes and your mom has never done it before without knowledge of it not being mashed potatoes.
Right.
I felt lied to.
You're assuming mashed potatoes.
I felt lied to.
Right. Right. I have a fantastic recipe for mashed cauliflower. I'll put it up on the website so that
The interweb.
So you can get that at truefitnessacademy.com. We'll send that, open that up there. You can check that out. So you can agree with Tyler or me. You know, either way. One thing you gotta be careful of is it gets liquidy real quick. I can just turn it to cauliflower soup fairly easily.
I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I've not ate cauliflower since that day.
It's such a good vegetable.
I don't. I already have a hard enough time eating my vegetables, so cauliflower has been tainted.
Whatever. I'll make some cauliflower mash. We'll have some friends over and I'll make it. We should do that. We haven't had a dinner party in a while. We should do that. I'll host it. You can just attend.
I'll be there.
I'll make you cook the meat or some crap like that.
I'll go grill it somewhere.
Yeah. So continuing with this list of kind of picking out some of the top ones. Mushrooms are in season.
I like mushrooms.
Passion fruit, strangely enough. Pumpkin, obviously.
Delicious. Can I just tell you, pumpkin is probably my favorite thing about the holiday season.
I think pumpkin, because I think a lot of people overdo the pumpkin. Like, they try and put it in everything.
Oh, I'm not cool with that, but I will eat pumpkin pie every night if I can.
Oh, I'm not a big fan of pumpkin pie.
It is so tasty.
Have you ever had my mom's sweet pecan pie? The best pecan pie you'll ever have.
I like the pecan pie.
Right.
I just love pumpkin pie.
I'm gonna save you a piece of this.
Please do.
Are you coming over for Thanksgiving?
I have multiple places that I have been asked to attend, and
you should drop by.
I know that I have not been at my parents' for some Thanksgivings, and that has become quite...
We'll come over after.
...the event. So, come over yes, after. I think there might be some swinging by-age. Maybe a late-night snack at your establishment.
We have, like, 60 people coming over, and it's going to be quite an affair.
So, yeah, if you can save me a pecan pie, I will
do my best.
A whole pie.
My aunt on my dad's side is vicious when it comes to pecan pie. Like, she... Like, my mom bakes her a whole pie for herself. Like, for her.
Oh,
that she can take home.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, she loves it. It's that good.
Okay.
So, pumpkins. Quince. Delicious.
What is a quince?
Quince is a little fruit. It's really good. You probably don't know.
Describe it all. Give me a color.
It's a little orange fruit.
Okay.
That's kind of like a peach, but has a kind of a skin like a, not a kiwi, kind of like a mix between a kiwi and an apple, because it's not furry. But you can't bite through it. That makes sense?
Okay.
It's good. I like them.
Kind of like an orange skin?
Yeah, but not as thick. Like, think more... I don't know. It's a thin, almost like plasticky skin. I they're all right. They're not my favorite.
What would you do with that?
You can make pies out of them. You can eat them like just like a regular fruit. You can put it in like a fruit salad. Yeah, there's a lot of things you can do.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll put the link up to this so you can kind of see your seasonal vegetables. But there's a couple I wanted to point out as odd and delicious as well.
Odd and delicious. Let's go.
The first one, I'd like to point out the squashes. Let's highlight squash. Squash can be very delicious. And it can also, like a spaghetti squash, can actually take the place of spaghetti if done right. So if you're watching your carbohydrate intake, taking a spaghetti squash and almost, not pan frying it, but grilling it almost and keeping it light, can sit the place of spaghetti and meatballs. You're giving me that look like I don't believe you.
But. No, I was visualizing the pan frying and whatnot. I was thinking...
Not like just with a little bit of oil and just getting it warmed up pretty much.
Okay, that makes more sense. I was visualizing it on a barbecue.
Yeah, no.
And that's where that look of...
Hence the word pan instead confused. Of barbecue.
I know, but I went straight to the barbecue and I was thinking, I was like, that just looks weird.
Yeah.
And I was then visualizing like strings of it and that was...
It's kind of stringy. Yeah.
No, I get that, but I was like literally like you cut it up really fine to be...
Oh, that's a quince. Sorry, I think I misrepresented the quince. I was thinking of a different fruit. That's a quince.
Okay, so it is a yellow, it looks yellow-ish. Like a small, it almost kind of looks like a potato apple.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's little, like the little holes, not holes, but like dents of a potato.
Yeah.
In it that like the dirt gets in.
Yeah.
That you have to wash, but it looks like an apple for the most part.
Okay. Yeah, they're good. I like them. Another one I'd like to point out is the Swiss chard, which is a type of leafy vegetable. Like, it's really good if you like wilt it. It's called wilting. You put it in a pan and cook it down a little bit, and you put that under some fish or whatever. And it's a really good vegetable.
Would you put it? Okay, here. I'm going to Bobby Flay you as I cough. Hold on.
I'm preparing to get Bobby Flayed
at this point. Okay, so if I got the Swiss chard, did your wilt thing, threw it on a plate, then grilled. On char wood, is there a char wood? No, there's a, what's the word, like salmon, you put it on that wood, what's the word?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's like a cheddar plank, but there's another name
cedar.
For it. Yeah.
Cedar plank, yeah.
Then I could do that to then.
Yeah, and then put like a light vinaigrette over it or something.
Then a light Swiss sauce, cheese something, so you have Swiss cedar chard.
I would not put Swiss. I would not put Swiss cheese on that.
I don't know. I just put cheese on a lot of stuff, you but do. I was mixing it up. Or chocolate, Swiss chocolate.
No,
I was trying to make it Swiss chard. I'd call it the Swiss chard.
I would just call it
the doubler of Swiss chard.
Put a Swiss vinaigrette over it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can do that.
Done. let's move on. The sweet potato.
I love the sweet potato.
Sweet potato is fantastic, but what happens a lot with the sweet potato, my grandma makes the best sweet potato casserole, but it's covered in brown sugar and butter. It is the most delicious thing you'll ever eat, but it is will also kill you. So,
and just so you agree with, sweet potatoes are also known as yams.
No, that's an actual difference.
What's the difference?
I think yams are, like, sweeter. I don't really know, but there's a difference in the look of them. So...
Now we have to Google yams.
Yeah, I'll open up sweet potato and we'll open up yam.
I thought that they were the same thing. What's your favorite way to produce?
Sweet potato and yam differences. This is going to be a great website. So the true yam is the tuber of a tropical vine, and is not even distantly related to sweet potatoes. So that's what they look like different. So they're a little bit more orange.
Yeah, I like yams.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the orange.
So I think sweet potatoes are a little bit more...
just sweet potatoes?
Yeah, whatever. So that's the yam, the sweet potato. Fantastic little guy.
Okay, so they're different. My bad.
Yeah, no. I like just putting them in a lot of things. I mean, sweet potato fries, delicious. One of my favorites. Probably not the best way to cook them, but what can you do?
I do love the sweet potato fries.
Yeah.
Those are quite tasty.
Yeah.
Which is nice because a lot of places are now doing those.
Yes.
Because it's a trendy alternative to French fries.
Very true. And it's a little bit healthier. What I was thinking of earlier when I was describing the quince is the persimmon. That's what I was thinking of. The persimmon. The persimmon is the one.
And that does look like how you were describing it.
Yeah. Thank you. Go! So, let's move on. Going up the list, we have garlic. Throw it in everything. Delicious. Cauliflower. So, we already talked a little bit about cauliflower, but it's like the distant... it's like a cousin of broccoli. Delicious, cruciferous vegetable.
It's white.
It's white. It's great. So, we'll put up that recipe for cauliflower mash. And then we got different lettuce varieties that you can use. Brussels sprouts are surprisingly good when you don't boil them. Boiling Brussels sprouts releases that foot odor. That's what you get out of them. So what I like to do, cut them in half, and just saute them real quick. And then put a little bit of lime, lemon juice over them with some garlic powder. It's delicious.
Once again, don't eat Brussels sprouts.
That's because most of the people are like, ew, Brussels sprouts, they're so disgusting. But it's actually like
little lettuce turds.
Yeah, it's like a little cabbage.
It looks
pretty much
like lettuce turd, and I don't eat turd.
Fine, if you like that. The last one, broccoli, fantastic.
Little trees.
the tree of life, if you will.
I only used to eat the top part.
Really?
Growing up, I would only eat the top part, and then I would toss the bottom part.
Huh.
I only liked, from a young age, I knew I only liked the bush.
You're so dead. That's disgusting.
That's a good joke. That wouldn't have been censored.
Yep.
That could have gone on the radio, and it would have been hilarious.
Yep.
Oh.
Good job, Tyler.
Way so
job.
Good. Not getting the explicit brain for that one. I was talking about the bushy part of a broccoli.
Yep, you were.
That I was.
No argument from me. So is there anything else you would want to point
Sickos.
Out, Tyler?
Pervs.
Tyler, would you want to point anything else out?
I like grapes.
Grapes are great.
Grapes are on the list. I don't know. Like, I can eat grapes all day long. I enjoy that.
I like totals. Have you seen that one?
No.
I'll put that video up so people can see that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, there's a little video of this, like, at this fair. This reporter, she's like, now we're here with this little kid. It's during Halloween. With this kid dressed as a, you know, zombie. So what's your favorite part of the fair? She holds the mic to the kid, and he says, I like totals.
Totals?
Turtles.
Oh, turtles.
Hey, but he's got like a little bit of a little kid thing, so it's like, sounds like, I like totals. And you're like, huh, that's really funny. And she doesn't know how to react. She kind of freaks out.
I like turtles.
Okay. I like turtles. We'll put that video up. Cool. Anything else we need to inform
see.
People of as far as the seasons go
the
and
seasons
they're eating?
And the fall. Let's just say the fall season. I guess I would just say, as my mind goes blank with what I was going to say. No, what I was going to say is, a lot of times, I know that I am the stereotype of this concept, but I fall into a pattern.
Right.
So, you know, pumpkin pie. I love it. So pumpkin pie is what I eat every Christmas or
right.
Thanksgiving.
You eat it on Christmas too?
I eat it whenever I get a chance.
Do you like the spicier pumpkin pie or the sweeter pumpkin pie?
I like them all.
But if you had to choose, like if there was a spicy pumpkin pie, like
spicy.
Okay.
I like the spicy.
You'd like my uncle's pumpkin pie.
And then dollop some whipped cream on top.
Mm.
And there's a technique to that. You dollop, but then you frost the top and the sides.
See, I don't like, I like to, each bite to have its own, I like to put the whipped cream on the side.
Oh,
so I fork it, get a little on the fork, and then take the piece.
Okay.
That's
so
a delicious
method. So you side ranch it. With a salad type of thing.
Sure.
Okay. Touché. Exactly.
But
no, what I was going to say is that a lot of people get stuck in a, oh, I have this every year. Mix it up.
Yeah.
I know that I don't, and I should. And sometimes you need to do what I say and not what I do.
That's right.
So get
That's
over
right.
it.
That's right. And you know what? Just because you're working on it doesn't mean that you can't tell people to work on it as well.
Yeah.
You know? Like
suckers.
Yeah. So, I would highly recommend expanding your fruit and vegetable repertoire, if you will. I had a friend who they were going through every single fruit and vegetable in the market, just going down the line, and just doing recipes for each one. I'd highly recommend that. Because then you find out what you really like, you find out what the different flavors are. Because, I mean, like even within the lettuces, like an arugula is going to taste different than, you know, a butter leaf lettuce, you know? And each
has... Well, I did that with a pomegranate, and it was way too much work for me.
Oh, you didn't eat it right.
It was way too much work.
I'll show you the right way to eat it. I'll get one from my backyard at my parents' house.
Really?
Yeah, we have a bunch of fruit trees.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. My dad loves it. Loves it.
It's too much work.
No, because, okay, here's the right way to do it. Most people will cut the pomegranate in half and then try and get all the seeds out. The right way to do it, the Persian way to do it, is you take it in your hand and you crush the seeds from the outside in. So you take your take the pomegranate in your hands, and with your thumbs, you crush in. Don't puncture the skin. And you go all the way around crushing all the little berries on the inside. Then you take a bite with your teeth, you take some of the skin off, and juice is going to run out, so you got to suck. And you just kind of suck the juice out that way. It's delicious. Delicious. Take some plant, take some care. You might puncture the skin your first time, and then red juice is going to go everywhere, so I wouldn't do it with white carpets around or wearing a nice white suit, but it's really good and really delicious.
Okay, I'll try that.
It's like red vines and Dr. Pepper.
Crazy delicious.
Crazy delicious. Another video we should probably put up, because that's
so good.
Funny. Yeah. All right, let's close this puppy out. The next couple days, we are going to talk about... Remind me what we're talking about.
Tomorrow we're talking about Boxing 201, which should basically... It's going to be how to get a boxing workout without having boxing equipment.
Okay, fantastic. And then on Friday...
What scares us?
We're going to talk about some things that are frightening to us, that are new upcoming trends in the fitness world, or... lasting trends in the fitness world. It's going to be kind of a good rant. Some things to watch out for to make sure that you don't get into. Also, coming up on next week, for newsletter subscriber members only, we're going to be posting our holiday workouts.
Yeah, so, we are.
There's going to be a 15-minute workout for those days you're just crammed for time, half-hour workout, and a full 60-minute workout. I believe they're all body weight, right?
No.
No, not all body weight. So the shorter ones are, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I think.
Whatever. We'll
I'll critique if need be.
Yeah, we'll change it as we need. But they're going to be good, fat blasting, really quick workouts you can do, like Christmas morning before your kids wake up. You can do Thanksgiving Day, like in between popping the turkey in the oven and taking your shower before your guests arrive. Like all really, really good, fast workouts that'll at least get your metabolism going and keep you in the habit of working out. Again, reminder, sign up for the newsletter. You can receive our holiday newsletter, our holiday playbook, which is, how many pages is that end up to be?
16 or 17?
It's like 17 pages.
16-ish.
17 pages of fantastic quality work. And it's, I mean, it's, it will, like, if you follow that guide, I guarantee you will not gain weight. It's almost bulletproof. So, there's that. Look forward to hearing your questions and comments. Email us, podcast@truefitnessacademy.com. Monday, we should be releasing our new trainee, our new online client, our newsletter winner, if you will.
Oh, yes.
I
was like, what are you talking about?
I know. And that will be about that. Tyler, close us out.
I'm going to leave you with the great and wonderful Jungle Cruise.
Jungle Cruise, that's fantastic. Have a great week. Peace.